They've played Louisville and other towns around the region, but this will be the troops' first visit to Lexington, and they're bringing the Immortal World Tour, which is one of two interpretations they have of the music of Michael Jackson. They have another Michael Jackson-oriented show that is strictly located in a few cities. But this one was designed to be a tour really like the tour that Michael Jackson was planning right before his death. And so this contains all the big hits. It one thing that really distinguishes it from other Cirque du Soleil shows is there is a lot more dancing in this. Cirque kind of has built its reputation on real eye-popping acrobatics, and that's definitely a part of the show. But they've also really brought in a whole lot of dancing because Michael Jackson was so influential in dance up to today and in what we see in pop music.
Where is this actually being held? I'm sure it's not a very intimate...
No, this is Rupp Arena. It's a two-night stand at Rupp Arena. So it's, you know, really bringing them into town in a big fashion here. And they just played the Yum Center last weekend. So I guess they had to get out of the way of all the Derby festivities in Louisville this weekend.
Woodford Theater is hosting... this is a play, Big River.
Big River, yes. This is the classic Roger Miller musical based on the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And this show is into its second weekend. And it got a rave review from Tedrin Blair Lindsay, our theater critic who people around the area know him also as a, or probably know him more as a performer who certainly knows his musicals. But he thought this was a terrific imaginative production by Bo Liss that really just kind of renewed this show that we've seen many times before with an excellent cast. And really, you know, that's part of the reputation of the Woodford Theater is they, you know, they're not in Lexington Central, but have certainly built up a theater company there that produces shows that draw people from all over the region. And in Tedrin's review, it sounds like Big River is definitely a must-see.
And Rich, this weekend we experience another retirement of a band director for a Lexington band. What's going on there? We're losing some of the good band directors. Huh?
I guess it's about, we just have some folks, you know, hitting that age where they want to kind of gear back, and you know, certainly they've earned it. Both Peter LaRue, who will conduct his final performance with the Central Kentucky Concert Band this weekend, and Ron Hulls, who conducted the Lexington Brass Band for the last time last weekend, both have 20-year careers with their organizations and have put in a lot of time and energy and, you know, not gotten a whole lot in return except applause. And, you know, so they're both putting down the baton and being celebrated by the organizations that they fronted.
Okay. And in the midst of this Derby weekend, lots of exciting things happening here in the Lexington area. Rich Copley, thanks for being with us once again.
Thank you.